Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic, and tonight, you know what time it is. We're about to get into another hot topic right here on Hip Hop National. But before we go into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to express ourselves collectively as a community. But as we come together, Lord, we ask that everybody is mindful and respectful of the throne, you Lord. Let them know that it was you who have given us the opportunity to express ourselves. We ask, Lord, that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned into Hip Hop National, and that they will be able to take it, this information, and use it in the marketplace to help one and teach someone else. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. Okay, guys, tonight we're talking about what are the tell signs of a good musical collaboration. It seems like since the beginning of that I can remember, it's always somebody trying to get on someone else's track. And it's usually to complement track, but sometimes you have these disasters as well in collaborations. And the night tonight, I want to know, what's your thoughts on what is the tell signs of a good musical collaboration? I'm going to go to Frankie. Frankie, welcome to Hip Hop National. Give us your opening statement. And where are you calling in from, Frank?
Hey, I just want to say hello to Hip Hop National Radio listeners. I'm calling in from Rex, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, via Philadelphia. That's where I'm from. I've just been down here for a couple of years trying to get into the music theme down here. My contribution to the show would suggest that any time that you want to have a collaboration that works, you have to look at the one thing that musically is cohesive in each aspect, and that's harmony. That means we have to feel the project the same way to be able to compensate for the one aspect of what you lack in that the other person can bring out, so that a collaboration is that, for example, a producer or an artist relationship is the producer has to understand that this artist is talented and has a whole lot of talent, but you may have experience in the business where we can take his project and make it better. So the collaboration, and what makes it important, is that we all benefit, not fiduciary, but just musically, and that the overall outcome of the project, you know, shows that we're on the same page and that we're striving to make whatever it is that each other can bring out better.
Frankie, I love coming to you, man, because you always give me that little, that you know, that white collar executive type of delivery. So, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
My man, hey, I'm just glad to be here. And Raw Dog, I know you're listening. You're my boy now. I didn't like you at first, but I love you now, boy.
Okay, on the Raw Dog right now, Raw Dog. Welcome to the Hip Hop National thing. Did you hear that, Raw Dog?
No. What was that?
Raw Dog, hey, Raw Dog, repeat it one more time, you, brother.
Hey, Raw Dog, I love you, boy. You my man. Go ahead.
I love you, man.
Put the cream on top of it for him.
Well, you know what? Now I got to tell the truth. See, now, Poetic had me running off and writing the names of the people that were waiting to talk, right? And so this lady that's calling in to talk, Naomi, and she's up here in my part of the town. has a nice voice. Got lost in a conversation with her. And then all of a sudden, Poetic comes jumping in, dragging me over. He ain't right, but that's okay. But he had me doing that task, or at least he said he wanted me to do that task. And then he's throwing me under the bus. How you doing, Frankie D?
I'm doing great tonight, brother. I'm glad to be here with all these hip-hop national radio listeners. And with you, Raw Dog, I look forward to
Raw Dog, you had
to
hear
what
he had to say. I apologize for pulling in. he said he didn't like you at first.
No, you know what? Listen to me. You're not supposed to like me at first. Because you know why? No. Listen to me.
What?
You're not supposed to like me at first. Because, see, guess what? I'm a nice guy. And when you get too close to me, I get used. So if you don't like me in the beginning, I'm safe. See, that's the way that goes. I'm like you, Poetic. See, you're a nice guy. People get close to you too fast. Guess what? But see, now that we have been together, you're turning into a raw dog. You know, you're starting to show that little. Say what?
I hate y'all talking, but I ain't gonna co-sign none of that. Hey, bro, though, like he said earlier, I ain't like you at first, but as I listen to you, brother, I respect you and I love you, man.
Well, I love you too, Frankie D. And you know
that's
what?
That's why I said you had to hear that.
I'm going to tell you like this. I think we're so similar in our concepts and our desires that guess what? We knock heads because I say the glass is half full. You'll say the glass is half empty. We done said the same thing, but you got your way.
I ain't even going to talk about the glasses because I probably drank your half before you even knew you had some. So we ain't going to sit here and talk about glasses full. I drank it all, baby.
Did you hear that, Poetic? Did you hear that? You don't realize I done drank mine before I got back with his. Okay, all right. We're in the same world.
All right, guys.
Okay.
We're going to move on.
Talk about collaboration.
Faithful.
That's what makes the collaboration.
National.
See the collaboration that goes on in the air? We are collaborating now because we are out here on Hip Hop National Radio giving people real information, and we are collaborating. And that's we are here for the same common goal, to give people the truth about the industry.
Faith walking faithful. Welcome to Hip Hop National.
Thank you,
Hip Hop National. How you
Amen.
Doing?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. I tell you what I am like cracking up over here.
What are the tell signs of a good musical collaboration? Tell everybody where you're calling in from, too, please.
Amen. I'm calling in from Lakewood, Washington, up near Seattle, Washington. Raw Dog in the house.
You know, Faith Walking, Poetic told me we have bears up here. That's why he didn't want to live in the Pacific Northwest, because we got bears in our neighborhood.
hey, dude, I thought I saw that big yellow bus driving by here. I knew you were going to try to throw me up under it.
Well, I just had to let her know. But I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Rondo, 916-947, screen that for me, please.
Oh, you see how he do?
When I was in the military, though, they did tell us to watch out for the bears. They were right here on Fort Lewis.
See?
But anyway,
don't tell him.
What was funny to me is hearing you guys, when I heard the topic, you know, what makes a good collaboration, I chuckled and I said, you know what? When somebody just hard down tell you the truth and y'all clash and don't like each other. And then you have to learn to respect each other because you realize y'all just trying to get your points across. Y'all, you know, everybody got something in common here, and we have to respect each other. And when you come to an understanding of, hey, we got to respect each other because we all have something to bring to the table. And you may not like this about me, and you may not like that about them, but when we all come together and put away the little stuff, we can make some things happen.
Make some big things happen. And
That's right. That's why I like working with women rather than guys, because women make more sense out of it. Didn't she?
Come on. We just know what type of. We know what's right.
All right. Now.
Spider Angelo, welcome to Hip Hop National.
God bless. Welcome, 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 and thank you to all the listeners and the panel. Raw Dog, Frankie D, and the young lady who just spoke. I can't remember your name, but God bless you. My name is Spider Angelo. I'm calling in from Houston, Texas. I'm native of Philadelphia, but I live in Houston, and I've produced music and been in it for probably like more than 30 years. But I'm thankful to be here.
And we thankful to have you here, brother. Thankful to have you here. Tyrone, I'm coming to you, sir. Welcome to Hip Hop National.
Hey, thank you very much. And I want to thank you and Hip Hop National for having the type of radio show that you gentlemen have. Very informative. And I just want to give out a shout to Frank and Hatch from Sun Life Productions. I know them personally.
Okay, and we're getting ready to go to Mrs. Clayton. Mrs. Clayton, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Pardon me? Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Okay, Frankie, ciao.
Poetic.
Yes.
This
Pardon
is
me?
Mrs. Clayton, and I was just talking to her, and she has something to say about one of our people that's on the panel tonight.
Okay.
And I'd like her to say it because I think that, you know, she it's something that a young man like that should hear and how other people feel about him. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Go on, Mrs. Clayton.
Frankie Trout with two T's. I love you so much. You was born on my birthday, and your music has been an inspiration in my life, and hopefully I've been an inspiration to you, but you don't only praise the Lord in your music. You tell young people that it ain't about that cussing and going on and disrespect. You talk about love, the love of God that is in us. And I love you so much, baby, because you are a good focus in my life. And the young people need to really listen to your music. Because I'm kind of like prejudiced because you're mine. But I'm telling the truth. Okay? Hello?
Frankie, you live, man. Mom's talking to you.
Frankie D.
He calls me in, Pat.
Oh, okay. Well, for some reason, Frankie D is not responding. You must have talked about him in such an overwhelming way.
He
just took him and put him in a zone of...
Tell him head up, shoulders back.
Hey, that's the way to
all
be.
Right. And we also got Hatch. Hatch, welcome to the show.
Hey, God bless. Good Friday. It's good to be back on Hip Hop National. And I see we got a great panel tonight, so I'm looking forward to not only just speaking, but hearing. Also, want to say to Cousin Pat, hello, I love you, and I forgive you for leaving me out, too. Don't forget about Hatch. Anyway, I said Frankie D. Hey, look, I said Frankie D. Done went off the line because she done touched his heart. He's soft. He's probably crying right now. Give him a chance to wipe the tears from his eyes. He's probably crying right now because I know how special Cousin Pat is to him. But God bless all you brothers. In town. I even believe I heard Brother Perone on for Houston, Texas. It's good to hear sister voice on. I haven't heard a sister voice in a while. But just to come back to collaboration and what's a good telltale sign. You know me, I'll be sarcastic. I'll say it's a good telltale sign when they collaborate and they have a hit. But beside that, on the real side, I think what it really takes is just what Frankie D just expressed a minute ago to Raw Dog. I think in order to have a good collaboration on the song, you have to have the respect. You have to have the same goal and the same vision to order to see that project you're working on. And I'm going to stop right there and let you go on and move on. And I have something to share later on as I hear the conversation. God bless.
All right, guys. We went around to basically everybody. Got their introductions. What is a good tell signs of a good musical collaboration? Hatch just touched something right on the nose where I was going at. It's a good collaboration. It's definitely a hit song. That way we know that it had got to the forefront of that hit counter. Everybody's listening to it. Everybody wanted it. It's what's in demand. But I agree with him on that level. But everybody's not at that level. I'm talking about let's start at the genesis of what a record is. How do we know we're dealing with a good collaboration as far as a team? Teamwork, team efforts. I'm going to go back around on topic. I'm starting off with my ladies first. I'm going to go to Faith Walking Faithful. You now have the floor. Tell us how we know from the development, the genesis of our project, that we're doing something good and we're doing something great.
Amen. Well, you know you're doing something good and something great. I think one of the guys said it earlier, when there's harmony among you, and again, you can stay focused on the project and everybody have a will and a desire to do it. You're not pulling one another. Come on, man, we got to get this done, you know, that type of stuff. Everybody is in the same frame of mind for teamwork, and that makes a good collaboration.
Awesome. And I think you said that you were great in your delivery and what you had to say just now. So I thought that was like golden. Ms. Clayton?
I'm not going to make comments on them coming up.
But it's always good to hear collaboration going on in the back. Y'all know what I mean? So we're going to go to Tyrone. We haven't heard from this brother, really. Tyrone, where you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Philadelphia.
You hear me? Am I clear?
Philadelphia. Man, you talking about worldwide. We look like we hitting a pattern tonight. So, Tyrone, give us your opening statement about collaboration, and then tell us what you think a good collaboration is.
A good collaboration is working with people who have insight, patience, and the ability to pull the best out of the artist. And I can only refer to Frank and Hatch, who I've worked with personally. We used to
now,
get together.
I'm going to tell you like this so we won't get this mixed up.
Okay.
I love Frank and Hatch.
Right.
I really do. They come on all the time every week. But it's very important that we stay on topic.
Gotcha.
And not
gotcha.
Plug.
All right.
And I really
appreciate that. With collaboration, again, I've seen people work with people and bring the best out of nothing just about. A person may have a desire to pursue a music career, but if the entities that can make these things happen have enough patience, insight, the desire to help these people develop, that means a lot. That means a lot.
How about the teamwork effort, the collaboration of the beginning of the project? Okay, because usually it's a whole bunch of people who've just come together. They have not even created their first track yet. And then all of a sudden, magic takes place. And it's on a musical production. Now, the thing is, how do we work this thing out to making it develop into something authentic to the world that's just fresh out of the box?
Well, again, that goes, I believe, to the ears of those who are in charge. And with that, they can see basically from their experience whether this can go somewhere or it's not.
Oh, all right. I really appreciate that. We're going to go on to Spider Angelo. What's your thought, sir?
My thoughts on collaboration is extremely important because I'm a person who believes that teamwork makes the dream work, you know. And then there's a theme. There's a theme, there's a topic, and there's a ultimate responsibility about why everyone is there in the room. Also, there is this... there is an aura in music, and I believe everybody should be connected to the divine divinity of music and where it came from to begin with, because if the inner spirit is off of a man or a woman or a particular person who's in the studio, their characteristics is off, it affects their performance. So when you are in a tie in a musical composition or whatever that it might be, whatever the ultimate goal is, it's important to be a good listener. You know, to be, because music has a lot to do with the power of listening, whether it is a guitar player, singer, engineer, and people listening to one another. If we pay attention to the coffee person, the janitor, listening is the key. But collaboration is like a soul tie. It's like a soulmate. It's like coming together to express the divinity, because ideas are given to a person, I believe, or they come from somewhere. It's just not a mere note that you piano, but it turns into something. And so a good collaboration has a lot to do with cooperation and then the ultimate reason why you're there, to express divinity, to give an ultimate glory or to speak a language or to take people places where they've never gone before. And I think that when that starts to come together by itself is when each individual or each component of that particular collaboration is doing their part, making it their own, coming with their best, coming with their very best, with all they got, and just throw it out there, and then the other person comes up there and give all they got and throw it there, and it comes together, and it's like mixing blue and red together, and it creates purple automatically, having to overdo it, or to, you know, to try to do it. So I think that it has a lot to do with cooperation, being a good listener, and humbling yourself, you know, and being humble. That's what I believe.
All right. Hey, y'all heard how he said it. He started putting colors together, mixing the colors, coming out with new colors.
Well, I gotta throw this out there. This is Rob Dog. I gotta throw this out there. It's an old adage that they used to say. Too many hands in the pot mess the meal up. See, I understand what they're saying. I really, really understand. But I know very few bands that became successful. I mean, there were a few. But that was back in the day, okay? And there were a lot that tried to do, but they just didn't make it. Too many heads. You know, I take the theory of Quincy Jones when he called in the musicians, and none of them saw each other except for the singers, okay? They did their own individual tracks, and they were gone. You know, I'm that kind of guy, you know? I've had bands, I've had attitudes, I've had disagreements, I've had too much input, and they couldn't hear what the whole thing was like after it was put together, you know, and all I can say is this, you know, collaboration, when we talk about success, has said, you know, did it rise to the top as expected? Okay, you know, the only thing I can tell you is that I've got a Rolodex full of musicians, and I bring them in one at a time. They don't see each other. They don't see each other. They may not get along, but they can get along with me. Okay, one person. Okay.
Sometimes they can get along in that melody too, right?
Well, yeah, but see, that's between me and them. not me, them, and the bass player, the drummer, and the keyboardist that dated his
well,
sister,
but
jilted
I mean,
her.
Got
no, you got,
bands,
you got a lot
got
of things that,
that have some had longevity and long standing because
yeah,
of
but
the
see,
collaboration.
But wait a minute now. Hold it, hold it, hold it. You're talking about musical production. Remember, James Brown changed band members. But wait a minute. James Brown is a prime example of a genius, and he changed musicians when he didn't feel that it was the sound or what they were doing the job to his satisfaction. Bootsy Collins even played with James Brown at one time. Jimi Hendrix was with him for a minute. See, what you have to understand is this. A combination on one song may make that song correct, but you can put combinations together in the studio that never see each other, that never interact with each other, and you can make a product.
Well, you know they do that nowadays all
well,
the
but
time.
See, but that's how you're talking about collaborations that are successful. See, you know, a bunch of happy faces sitting around, it may not make a successful collaboration. It'll be a collaboration, but it may not be successful. See, that's just like if you had a track team. You and I, Poetic, can't be on the track team because we're not going to win. So you have a Rolodex of winners that are available, and they have that limited amount of time. And you say, I need you to run this race at this such and such a time, and this is what I want you to do. And they come, they do, they go.
Right on. Let's go around the panel and give some people, because we got to, you know, I like the lights are lit up tonight. So I just want to go around, because we at the half, and I just wanted to at least get some introductions before we go to a break. Okay. YZ, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Yes. This is me, YZ. It's me, Wasi, W-A-S, you can Google me, South Bay Representative, that's me,
okay,
one name.
Okay, go ahead, talk to me about the topic.
All right, well, collaboration is like this. Most niggas do this shit like in the book. You say, okay, get on a song with this guy, do a feature, you just get on the sheet and you just rap. I'll screw my language. You just get on
why,
it.
Why is it? You know language is very important on this show.
I'm sorry. Excuse my language.
Right.
Get on it and they just rap, but it ain't like that. If you're doing a real collaboration, you got to feel who you coinciding with. You got to feel who you rapping with. Y'all got to be on the same page in a big book. So that's big. That's just very big. So it's not just about rapping. It's about actually, you know, knowing that person, whether you just know their music or their attitude or whatever, and you get on the same page. You get on the same page, right? I'm pretty sure, I won't say pretty sure, but none of y'all people in this booth, in this radio show, whatever, none of y'all can probably relate to me. Maybe one of you can, but none of y'all can. You feel me? So my thing is for me to do a proper feature with y'all, I got to be able to be on the same page as whoever I'm rapping with. So I'm not just rapping. I'm manifesting greatness. Y'all feel me? Hello? Y'all feel me over here? Hello? Is it?
Hello?
Wait.
Okay, YZ. Thank you for your introduction, yes, sir. I was kind of screening calls. I do apologize, guys. I'm gonna bring in two more when we come back from the break. But just let you guys know what this is. Hip Hop National is a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio to the inside industry circle of the music business. We talk about these topics 3 days a week. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We are on 7 days a week for the the listening pleasure of the music community, to play new music. So if you're listening in tonight, this is a good time for you to go to www.hiphopnational.com. Express your musical talent right here today. We're looking for you to do so by uploading your MP3 to our show so we can help you spread your wings among the people who's listening. Hip Hop National have had over a million plus listeners. Let's tune into this program. Let's continue to grow together. That's what this thing is about. And it's about helping you spread your wings. We are in the business to help you make music, make money, by teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. So y'all stay with us. There's more on the other side. I appreciate you guys for tuning in.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
file conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Valder BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf. Cry Wolf. Photoshop. Your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, title and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters. Powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. As I said tonight, we're talking about what are the tell signs of a good musical collaboration. And I'm going to tell you just like this, guys. If you don't know about Hip Hop National, Hip Hop National is setting the standards and raising the bar right here is a good collaboration for you and an opportunity for you to collaborate with industry inside players of the music business. Get your music on right here, www.hiphopnationalradio. Hit the tab that says upload your MP3, and the magic is on. So that's how we do it right here on Hip Hop National Radio. I'm going to my brother Hatch, because I'm sure Hatch got something to say. And then I'm just letting you guys know I'm going to John Lowe and Quinn. So y'all stay with us, definitely. More to listen to. Hatch, what's a good collaboration?
Hey, well, just to respond off of what you just said, bro, I have to say, starting off with Hip Hop National Radio, for the independent artists, would be a great collaboration of getting their music out. And I can guarantee that if they come to Hip Hop National Radio, their music will be played and heard. But besides that, I just like to go back because my man kind of had me smiling. Brother Was D. Only thing that I can say in his language and his slang, the key word he said that I have to agree with him if you just want to make it plain and simple. And you know me, I try to just keep it down to layman's term. Like I said, for good collaboration, you have to be on the same page. You know, but something that Raw Dog just said a minute ago that is true to the light and the fact now that I say to have good collaboration, the first thing that you truly need is a good producer. Because just like Raw Dog said, you know, you might have a vinegar, you know, and water, and we know some oil, you know, and we know that we can mix the vinegar and the water, but the oil in the water is not going to mix, you know. And sometimes it takes the good ear and of the producer that he can take the qualities and the talent and the blessing, I guess to say the blessing that's good about music today, but it's kind of a sadness from the old way of re-recording. It's like Raw Dog said, you don't need the artists and the musicians all in the studio at the same time. So you might have that oil that won't mix with that water, but you can bring that oil in, you know, at one time, and you can bring that water in at one time, and you can make it happen, you know. And I just say that to me, you know, in order to make it work, you got to have the construction. And you have to have the body parts. One thing that I stress on is music is like a body. You know, there's different parts, and you got to know what part you are. If you're the hand or the foot, don't try to be the head. You know, and this what it takes. And the main thing out of all of it is, to me, is in the nutshell is communication. And I leave it off for communication. If anybody else want to jump on that part, go ahead. Leave you with that thought.
I fell off.
We got so many people on the board right here. Let me bring in John Lowe now. Let's see what John Lowe's got to say. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, right now. Do you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you. Tell us, what's on your mind? Tell us about what you think about the subject tonight.
Oh, man, like you, man, y'all have a great topic, man, and it makes some good points. And I think you came on to, you made a lot of good points. Everybody around the board made some good points. But one of the points that you made that I like is that collaborating with somebody. Like, I have a group, and I got three people in this group. And they work good together. And And they all, one thing that we do, we start our practice off with prayer. That's the first thing we do. Start off with communication. We start off with prayer. So we try to say we really don't have no leader in the group, so we try to do that and keep that thing going. And then once people hear my guys when we do shows and things like that, they want to come in and collaborate with us. A lot of time I don't really let them get on there because, like I said, sometimes it doesn't fit a different attitude. And like I say, you can get the wrong attitude inside the organization there, what you're doing, and, you know, they can cause conflict. You made some good points about there's a lot of people that's not in the studio when they collaborate with one another. You know, they can be in one studio, one can be in L.A., the other can be in New York. You know, they can put their things in a jump box or something and send it to one another, stuff like that. But you got to be very careful who you collaborate with and stuff like that, doing music and stuff like that. If you got a good thing going, working with you, you can't let anybody come in and they'll distort what you're working with and stuff like that. Like you said, you made a lot of great points about that. Everybody on the board made a lot of great points about collaborating with one another on music. It's kind of different today because, you know, you got different people that scattered out everywhere to collaborate and really doesn't meet one another and really talk to one another, stuff like that. That's big. I have to say that, Raw Dog.
Is that my boy John?
Yeah, how you doing, boy?
Mr. Lowe, what's going on, man? I heard some good things happening with you.
Man, it's a lot of great things happening, boy. I'm trying to get my mindset to go to the next level and try to figure out how could I help those that helped me and gave me knowledge and
I'm hoping that you picked up some of that from here.
I picked it all up from right there, man. Hip Hop National, man, this platform, what you have, these young artists and upcoming artists, unsigned, they need to tune in to this platform because all the information which Raw Dog, you yourself, and people come on your panel, the information that you give, exactly what this industry is looking for. And like I say, these are the things every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday that you discuss. And you, Raw Dog, and the people on the panel come on, it's the same thing what the industry is looking for out of people. It's a job now. And one thing I can say about a Hip Hop National platform, man, is that it's doing a lot of great things for the future of the young unsigned artists if only they pay attention and listen. And the key word is to collaborate with Hip Hop National right now. The show, this platform, is definitely will lead them down the right path dealing with this industry. And like I say, it's a blessing that to have a platform like this. And they definitely need to tune in. And I know I don't learn a lot. They don't talk me a lot. And this platform is teaching
you
all this.
And you seem to be a successful example of what's going on here. So I'll be glad when you arrive to that point and getting ready to go over that hurdle, I want to announce that right here on Hip Hop National. But good job. I see that you're headed for some good things, brother. So I wanted to toot your horn and say thank you for listening to Hip Hop National.
No, man, okay? I want to thank Hip Hop National. Okay.
Hey, now, you know what? Hey, God bless you, John. But you know we got your partner on here, Quinn. Quinn, are you out there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right, now, hey, now tell us what you think about this collaboration. What does that mean to you?
You know, first thing first, you know, I'm going to get a shout-out to my boy John Lowe. Yeah, I already know. I'm going to give a shout-out to my man Raw Dog and my dog Poetic. Well, a good collaboration, man, you know, you gotta be on the same page as other, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to know how to make the music, you know what I'm saying? Music going to be forever. Music going to stay here, you know what I mean? Music going to be here when we ain't here. And you know, the good statement that my man Hatch made. He say music just like a body. You know what I mean? You know, I would say it's like a body, but it's like a landmark. You know what I'm saying? It's permanent. You know, once you make it, you made it, and it's out there. And this is like, you know what I'm saying, like you know, my man John Lowe was just saying, you know, we start out, you know, before we get into all that, you know, we start out our thing off in prayer before we practice a lot. You know, when we practice, and we also start out with prayer because, you know, practice made perfect. A lot of time people just, you know, a lot of people think they can just go into the studio. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got it. You know, you can have it, but, you know, you got to have it down pat. You feel me? You got to know what you're doing when you're making hits and a good collaboration. Because 25 years of my life, I done heard some singers. I done heard some rappers. Through all three categories, hip-hop, gospel, and R&B. And y'all is some wonderful people, and y'all making, you know, y'all teaching these new artists, the young artists and the upcoming artists, how to be successful and which way to go, man. That's why I love y'all like that, man. That's why I like, you know, that's why y'all good people, and y'all make sense with y'all platform, man. That's good.
All right, thank you. Quinn, you know Quinn, I had to holler at you. Now I'm going to get ready to go around the panel. Guys, tonight we're talking about collaboration. I want y'all to stay on point with me. I know you got much love for my boy Frankie, and I can't blame you. Frankie's a wonderful guy. So with that said, y'all can you can holler at Frankie, but do me a favor. Be on topic with me, because that's what collaboration is. Let's stay on because we're trying to get this information out to our youth. Try to change one mind that probably can change many minds and affect, really impact this world in this business of music. I'm going to Frank Senior. I see you there, Frank Senior. I ain't want to ignore you, my man. Welcome to Hip Hop National.
Hey, what's up, man? Y'all sounding good tonight. Everybody cool?
Everybody loves you, brother.
Yeah. I just want to give a shout out to Frank, son Frank, and my boy Hatch. You know.
Awesome. Now tell me about collaboration. Why you see it so powerful? We know that you've made a mark in the history of music. So tell us why you think a collaboration is so powerful to really come together with your musical talent with somebody else to launch to being so successful beyond outdoors. So speak to me, Frank.
The whole thing is, you know, when you want to collaborate with somebody, everybody have to be on the same page. You got to, and the main thing is rehearsing, man. You got to rehearse. And once you get all that down pat, then, you know, like, you can get out there and let people see what you got. But the main thing is everybody being on that same page, man. You know?
Okay. How about now, thank you, Frank. I appreciate it. I'm going to Perka, I believe. I'm going to let you say your name because I don't want to mess it up. Perca. Persa?
Perkins.
Okay, Mr. Perkins. What are we calling in from?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia in the house, y'all. Just to let y'all know.
Yes.
Yes, hello. Ooh. How you doing?
Yes, I'm good.
All right. Now, question for you. How important do you think it is? How important do you think it is for a music artist to come together with and unite within their community? Because let me tell you, guys, everybody looking for fame. And today, in today's society, the young people are looking for the microwave fame. But how about the local fame that we can create among each other and build out from our local community? How important is that in a collaboration, Ms. Perkins?
It's very important, and that's what's wrong with the younger people, because everything is microwave mentality. And they only live for today. They don't live for or think about the long term. Everything is right for this moment, and that's where they're making a lot of their mistakes at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to hear from another lady's voice. We got Faith Walking Faithful. Talk to me, Faith Walking Faithful, based on, girl, you know you're giving me a mouthful here. Anyway, go ahead and give it to me. Give me your feedback, Faith, what you heard on Ms. Perkins say.
Yes, they're talking about, again, staying on the same page, being the microwave and all that good stuff. But you definitely got to understand each other's motives when you come together in collaboration, and then respect and understand each other's personality, because a lot of times people are in different areas, but they'll work with you, but their motives and their purposes is totally different. I know on my album I had six people to work with me. If someone cut me off, they want me to stop?
No, go ahead.
Okay, on my project anyway, I had six people to work with me. And on the project, and this is what I had to learn, and this was so valuable. On the project, there was females that was willing to sing on my project, but life happened after the project was finished. So when time came to go out and minister the songs, they didn't really want to go out and minister the songs because they were going through their problem. Again, understanding where a person is at and a person's personality, whether they're strong enough to go through, follow through with the project or collaboration, is important. It didn't stop the fact that the project was done. It didn't stop the fact that it was nice. But some of those songs I couldn't go out and minister. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Some of those songs I couldn't go out and minister because people had their issues going on and life was going on, and they didn't have enough endurance to persevere throughout what they was going through to complete what we started. So it's very important to understand where people are. And not only that, but to understand it. Go ahead.
I have to agree with you hands down, because I'm going to tell you something, and I'm about to compliment a brother right now. Raw Dog actually understand exactly what you're saying, because me and this guy, we've become very close in the past few months talking about this business and gaining, you know, how to keep this these lines open and communicating to the people. He sees the struggle at times, what I have to go through it, and he's there to help lift me up and help to make sure that this information is continued delivered. I take my hats off to this brother, because it really, in the storm, he's been fighting it with me. So
and see, I think that's what makes a great collaboration.
Great collaboration. Right on, you there?
Yeah, and a tear came out of my eye. Oh, okay.
See, he's crying, I knew it.
but you know what? She went back to say exactly what I was trying to say about a product, a production, and what have you. You know, I find it's better to hire or to solicit individuals to do individual parts, and then they leave. If you're going to do a product and what have you, and a production and what have you, you create charts for the performance. Because I've had to fire people. I've had to hire a new individual, a guitar player, a bass player, a drummer. It didn't matter to me. Because if they couldn't do the job, or they were going to slow down the progress of the group moving forward, it's a job. I don't care if you green, purple, blue, orange, what have you. If you can fit that qualifications for that job to be that guitar player, because, hey, guess what? I have the charts and we have the gig. Here comes another one, you know? I mean, you know, I was always like that, because when you put your name on a contract and you're trying to move individuals forward, you've got to do what you sign and on that dotted line that you will do. I mean, that's the way it is. This is a business. This is not a fun house. I don't care if they like me. I don't care if we laugh and what have you. But when it comes time to do the job, and remember that word, this is business, the job, I expect it to be done. You know, and it's going to be done because I'm hiring you to do that. I'm not here to like you. You're not there to like me. My mom used to tell me that when I'd come home from work and I'd say, oh, my boss, he treats everybody better than he treats me. She said, you're not there for him to like. Just like the kids in school. Oh, the teacher doesn't like me. Oh, this and that and the other. She goes to the other kids and asks them. She doesn't ask me anything. But that, the teacher's not there for you to like, and you're not there for the teacher to like. You get what you're supposed to do. It's either a job, you get paid in school, you get the message, the education, and you move on. See, a lot of people think that it's a fun and games in this music industry. It's work. The bottom line, it's work. When you go on stage, you perform, you do what you got to do. When you come off, you're going to be sweating. Because when you go to work and the heat's up and you got to do that job, you're going to break out in a sweat there, especially if you're working at, you know, Burger King, KFC, and what have you. Well, when you hit that stage and them lights come on and it's time for you to do that job, whether you're on there for 10 minutes or an hour, you're going to break a sweat. Because that's one of the tests of whether you putting all in on that job. Have you ever seen a band that came off stage and wasn't sweating? If you did, they weren't worth it.
I know you sweating over there, boy, because what?
No, but see, you know what? We can step around the truth. We can pad it as many ways as we want to do. But looky here, we're talking about success. I want all the young people to understand it's a business, it's a job. Go for it, but go for it in the right attitude with the right understanding, understanding it's a job. We're not here to make friends. We're here to do business. Haven't you ever went and worked a job and you didn't like somebody there or the people didn't like you, but you got a paycheck?
Yes, sir. Who's it
mean? Okay.
What's going on?
What's your thoughts based on what you heard Raw Dog talking about?
I mean, first of all, I mean, everybody.
You calling in from where?
Houston, Texas, man. Houston, Texas.
All right. It's very important, guys. I know. No, we just we ask you that. I know who you are, but I ask you that because it let the other people know that we're just not complacent in one place. We're all over the world. So that's how it goes. Anyway. Don't be getting upset with me, Pootsie Lee. Go ahead, sir.
I am. I'm good. You're good.
Get upset with him, Pootsie.
My daddy
old
school.
I'll take it out on a topic, okay? collaboration. Let me just get to the basics because I know we're going to break. Collaboration. Two or more people who come together for one overall purpose, and that purpose should be the same purpose in each individual who's involved. They should all have the same understanding of their role, their part, what they are, what and their job, to what they need to do. A lot of what you all was discussing, which would be the opposite, that you know, you all are right. You know, I would tell anybody who don't understand that, that's listening, that's not a collaboration when you take a track and you send it to somebody and say, hey, jump on it. That's not a collaboration. That's a song that you get somebody to get on. That's a song that was incomplete and you need help to finish. Or either it's a quick money scheme that you try to, you know, fool the listeners with by getting a feature, paying someone, appealing to their ego, making them more bigger than what they already believe they are, to get on your song. But if I had to do a collaboration, actually I'm doing one now with these three guys, with these two guys out of Houston.
Can I jump in there real quick, Russ?
Go ahead.
I disagree with what you said, and when we come back, I'm definitely going to tell you why I disagree. I want you to. I know you said it's for somebody to hop on, but sometimes magic happens that way.
I didn't say it didn't happen that way.
You got to finalize that collaboration and say, man, let's do this. So when we come back, sure will.
He's gonna lose you in the trip. He's ready to burn fire underneath.
When we come back, we're gonna hear from Mainline. Mainline been waiting, so Mainline, we definitely gonna come to your line too when we come back.
Y'all doing?
I told you.
I appreciate all you people, everybody, all my loved ones right here hanging out with us tonight, chilling with us on this program. Guys, we are a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio in front of the music, inside circle of the music business. The reason why we have these topics is to help you get to build a bridge to get a lot stronger at your game. No man is an island, but if we can come together and work together, collaborate, and spread our wings, we have a better chance at getting further. Here's an opportunity to do so. www.hiphopnational.com. Express your musical talents right here on Hip Hop National. And we can go around the panel. We can even critique your song. We can do an interview on you and talk about your story. It's done right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Jay Wonder, and I want y'all to request my new hit single, This Town, on hiphopnational.com.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's the producer extraordinaire, Mega the Man, giving a shout-out to Hip Hop National Radio, where you find out all the works of how hip hop moves. Get with the movement.
This is Billy Rockwood.
I'm J.J. Washington.
Together we are the group
Scum.
We are the Season 1 Jam It or Slam It competition
champion.
Here is our new single,
You Fail,
on
HipHopNational.com.
So you say you want to be a star. Well, you need coverage, mentorship, and most of all, you need to be a total package. Look no further. All you have to do is log on to www.hiphopnational.com. It is simply that easy. Let the experts help you climb the ladder to success. This is Hip Hop National Radio.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters. Powered by Cloud Radio.
Man, I tell you,
I'm having an awesome night here tonight. It really does, guys. It really make me enthusiastic when I see that we got so many people wanting to participate. It's usually a lot of people on the line, but not as many people raising their hands saying, man, I want in. To me, that makes magic happen when we got a collaboration of people wanting to tune in, lock in and load, and, you know, make this thing happen. It's about the magic that happens right here on the program. During the break, we had a request, and we're about to request it live just to do that. We got Michael on deck with us. Michael, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
And you did have a request, right?
Yes, my brother's keeper, Franklin Hatch.
All right, keep it locked and loaded. I'm sure that's coming up at the end of the session tonight. So you just keep it locked and loaded right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
832-605, coming to you. Didn't get a chance to speak with you. You have a comment, statement, or special request?
Well, first of all, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Thomas Davis. I used to reside in Houston, Texas, but I currently moved to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. First of all, I'm a representative at Powerhouse LLC, an up-and-coming independent music label.
Appreciate that. Do you have a statement, comment, or... request.
I just wanted to comment, chime in on the topic that we have at hand. Okay. As far as collaboration, because I'm in charge. I'm over this. It was two, and I was up to four artists, and they actually collaborate very well amongst each other. And the good thing is kind of like Maybach Music Group, like. You know, everybody has their own style and their own, you know, topics or discussions or point of view.
And what's your name again?
Thomas Davis.
Thomas, I got a question for you. Do y'all have a home to express your music?
What do you mean by that?
A radio home where you can express your music and get it out there. If you don't, upload your music here at Hip Hop National. Okay. All right. Now, what's your statement on tonight's topic on collaboration?
Well, that's what I was getting to. As far as collaboration, like I was saying, the artists that I manage and look over, each of them has their own different style. Like I was saying, like Maybach Music Group. Each one offers, you know, either one sings and raps, one just sings, you know, some of them produce and a lot of stuff. We pretty much do everything in-house as of right now. And the important thing is that, like, I think it was you or somebody else earlier was saying that sometimes, you know, you can shoot something to somebody, hey, I want you to jump on this, and then, yeah, some magic can happen, you know, out of the blue. I mean, I'm not saying it happens all the time, but there are those, what they call them, exceptions, where you're like, dang, I have this song, I can't finish it. And all you need is that outside thought or that outside point of view. And, you know, who knows, it'd be the best song ever. Like, dang, I didn't even look at it like that. I mean, it's like a game of chess. You got two people playing, but you have someone on the outside looking. You know, like, dang, why you make that move? You can do that. But you don't say nothing, you know, you just enjoying the game. So... I mean, anything can happen with collaboration, but the main important thing is it has to be chemistry and a vibe. Like when Jay-Z did the Magna Carta, it was that vibe. He had Timbaland, he had, what's his name, Timbaland, Pharrell, and who else was there? Timbaland, Pharrell, Rick Rubin, and awesome producer I was there. Oh, Mike Will made it. And they created that atmosphere because it was like, you know, nobody could get in and nobody could get out until, you know, stuff was done. And I remember Jay telling the story about how the song with him and Justin Timberlake came about. I think it was like him and Beyonce was there and they just made it happen. They was like, no, it's too much out in this room. We got to do something. So, like, instances like that, you know, wasn't planned. It just, you know, they was in the same studio or the building where the studio was at, and just dropped by, and then was like, hey, you know, since we are here, we might as well make a song. So it's just all about creating the atmosphere, like, you know, creating that moment. And it's, when you capture a moment like that, it can turn out to something special.
Wow, Thomas, you came in here and stepped in there with something very powerful to say. Now, maybe you took some of that thunder off me because I'm about to get struck like lightning, and I just know it right now. Pootsie Lee, welcome to the show, Teddy.
Get him, Pootsie. Get him.
Well, I mean, the thing is this, you know, you just got to keep it simple. Keep the margin of what collaboration means. It's to work with someone to produce or create something. And if you take a song, and I take a song and send it to you and say, hey, hop on it, do what you do, that's not working together. It's simply what it is. I'm sending you a song to rap on. And the only thing I would give anybody as far as advice is, don't call it a collaboration. Call it a joint together song. Because that's what you need, a joint venture. Yeah, a joint venture. That's what you call it. Because that's not the ethics of collaboration, you know.
Tell me this, though, Pootsie Lee. Suppose that song, say that joint venture came together. You made a hit. Now, it's demanding a performance. At some point in time in that joint venture, you're going to have to come together with collaboration and make it a more successful project. Do you not agree?
I do agree. But at the same instance, that's what I'm trying to explain when I say it's not a collaboration, because when it's a collaboration, you understand all of that before the song take off. When it's a joint venture, it's just we came together and made a hit, like husband and wife. We just joined together and we produced a baby out of wedlock because we didn't collaborate. So now this baby then grown up to be successful, and we as co-parents got to get along or be on the same schedule now after the success. And it's just like husband and wife.
So in other words, it's like two single people came together and made a baby.
Yeah, out of wedlock. And now this baby and the mother of this creation is the one who originally was the original thinker. So that person plays the mother. He say, hey, I let you jump on my song. And then you got the father who jumped on and say, hey, man, that's my baby. I'm the one that put it in and shot it in you. And there you go.
Are we
with
talking
the
about music?
Well, I have to give
a parable. Are we talking about collaboration? Are we talking about babies? No, I'm just kidding.
Look, I have to give a parable because of
that. That's a good analogy, brother. Good analogy.
I have to because of the panel is large.
I got to say this, Steve.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So what you're telling me, if I follow the Bible, God made Adam, and then he made Eve. Adam and Eve was a thought from God, and he produced, and he brought them about. That wasn't no collaboration. So, what you're telling me is that Adam and Eve had issues because you remember they created the first sin.
But
they did. They ate the apple. So, okay. I put it like this. Someone has to create the surface for the rest of them to walk on. I hear this collaboration stuff. And I go, wait a minute. Now, these big guys, I watch documentaries and what have you. They'll call in one guy, and they'll say, hey, give me a guitar riff. Give me a guitar riff for this beat. And then he's gone. I've seen samples of different things put to different beats. So what I'm seeing is this, and I'll say it again, too many hands in the pot ruin the meal. A collaboration when you say, where'd the music come from? You said one guy comes with the music, the other guy comes with the lyrics. Well, okay. But you're leaving out that music he brought. What if there's more hands than you see that produce that musical track? You're giving me an assumption that it's just one guy creating the musical track. I can understand that because some do. But what if it's more than just one? But they just don't tell you. Because, see, guess what? I don't tell my artists how many individuals participated on a musical track that I might present to them.
Let me say this. Even if that's the case, it still comes down to a lack of collaboration. It doesn't matter how far you go back. You know, if you put God in this over Adam and Eve, God is God all by himself. I don't have to tell you nothing but what I want to tell you. I'm God. So if I bring...
That's a producer.
Exactly. So if the producer brings you a track, he don't have to tell you every element. God didn't explain to Adam and Eve why he put the serpent in the garden.
Right.
He don't have to explain it to you. So it's simply you do as I tell you, and if you don't do, this is going to happen. And that's the same analogy with this. I bring you a track, you jump on the track, you say, hey, I'm going to put Raw Dog on this track. Raw Dog will say, okay, I like it, I jump on it, and the song blow out of proportion. Now we got to gather, we got to contain personalities and attitude conflicts. Because Raw Dog might say, without me, that song wouldn't have been a hit. Or Raw Dog might say, hey, I want this piece of the pie as if he was the original creator of the song, as if he was God. So
okay.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna transition because we got about 16. We only have 16. We have about 14 minutes left. I definitely want to come back to that. And I'm going to let you and Rodolph battle that out. But I'm about to go around the panel. And I'm going to let Mainline come in because I told him I would. Mainline, welcome to Hip Hop Now.
Hey, how's it going this evening, Poetic? And it's the
statement.
Yes, sir. And I'll keep it short. I just wanted to say, man, that the show tonight, I'm calling from Houston, Texas. And the show has been very energetic tonight, you know. I just want to give, since everybody has an analogy of what collaboration is, I would just like to put mine in, up on the board and say that one of the brothers earlier, I believe, was Brother Spider Angelo. He said about the different colors, and I look at it like this. Music, to me, as a listener, it's like a sound street, you know, and you're walking down that street. You're on the sunny side of the street. You're feeling it spiritually. You know, it's making you move, it's making you groove. And then you might get in the middle of that street and it may get cloudy, it may get dark. And you say, well, I can't really feel this. But if you continue on with all of the elements and all of the personalities and people that's involved with it, when you get to the end of it, then bang, you hit a thunder. And then next thing you know, if you hit thunder, you're going to see lightning. So when the sunlight come on and you look at the end of the rainbow, you got a pot of gold. And that's what I want to say. That's what I'm feeling, and I'm sure that some of your listeners there can relate to what I'm saying. So that I've been inspired by tonight's show. I just wanted to put that in there, and I thank you for your platform.
I can relate to what you just said, though, brother.
Yes, sir.
I hear you, my man.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. What's happening there, Glenn? How you doing there, brother? I saw you raise your hand.
What?
Had to come to you.
What's going on, everybody?
Well, we calling
in from
Glenn. Interesting show. Glenn, what are you calling?
I'm calling from Detroit.
Detroit in the house. Go ahead, Glenn. Talk to me.
I just wanted to say, man, that I have to agree with the last brother that spoke. It really doesn't matter if there's 100 musicians on a song. In the studio and in this industry, there's one boss in the studio, and he's called the producer. And the producer has the last say-so about the project, period. So it is his job not only to produce the said composition, it's his job to oversee everybody that's involved in the production. So when you say collaboration in modern times, well, you're usually talking about two artists coming together on one record. It really has nothing to do with the musicians or the engineer or anybody else. It's just the artist and the producer. Because in a lot of cases, you can go into a studio and the music track has already been laid. Musicians have been paid. Some of them are work for hire. Some of them may have points on the record. It just varies. But usually in today's music industry, it's just two artists coming together on one composition. That's pretty much the way I see it.
Now, guys, let me tell you, Hip Hop National have found gold. Y'all, if you tune in, you see we dropping nuggets of gold right here on the show. I appreciate that, brother. Definitely your statement. So I'm just letting you know. That's how it is, though, man. You know, you got a wealth of information coming from some powerful people, and I really appreciate everybody on the panel tuning in, locking in, and making a statement tonight. We do this 7 days a week, guys. We're definitely here. Y'all definitely continue to help us do this. 609-247. You now are on the air.
Hey, I just the brother before last was getting into the argument of who made the record and who sung what and who did what. Again, he mixed up. He got to go back to what we were talking about in our past shows about Business 101. We're talking about collaboration and what he talking about, there should never be no problem when it get to that grade, because that's called an agreement. And most of the agreement, if you're going to do that, you make that agreement, you sign that contract or whatever you're going to do before you get to work. And I guarantee you, you won't have that problem as far as the result of conflict of who did what and who in charge. But like the last brother said, I have to say again, and I said that early. I said of what really works, even for collaboration, you do have to have a head, and that head is called producer. And if I got to get a little deep, as Raw Dog said earlier, when he was using the example of God creating Adam and Eve, you know, there have to be a creator, and that orchestrator that makes that creation happen is the producer. And the thing that works magically as far as collaboration is how the producer can work with the different artists or the different musicians. Like Raw Dog said earlier, again, it's a paid game. You know, the easiest way to deal with the problem the brother was talking about earlier is called a paycheck. It's called a job. You pay, you do what I say do. And that's the end of the story. The collaborations and the magic is coming when you can come to a artist and a singer and a rapper, and you can take the magic of their gifts and their talent, and you can merge them together to make this one great thing. You know, I believe that's what we was getting into the discussion of collaboration. I'm going to say God bless you, Quinn. For what you said earlier, I love what you said and the respect that you gave to the host. And Sister Faithful, with that situation that you just spoke of earlier, I'm just going to say live by your name and stay faithful, but stay faithful to yourself. And the situation that you're in, I guarantee it never happened again. I just had to make that statement. But remember, we talk about collaborations, not agreements and contracts.
Well, I'm going to tell you just like this. Everybody got 1 minute, and I want y'all to speak and forever hold your peace. Tell you like this. I want to give everybody a respectful amount of time on the floor from this point here. Hatch, I appreciate what you just said. Very powerful information, bro. Very powerful comments and compliments that you've given people. And love you guys. Frank, I love how you roared to –
the panel tonight. You shook the you shook your contact list up and said, "Hey, call in, I'm on tonight." And I give you respect for that, brother, hands down. And now I'm going around on the floor. Give me a minute of your time. Just go ahead and give us your thoughts. In final closing, what would you say to an artist in advice to picking a good collaboration? 623-210, we haven't heard from you. You got the floor.
Yes, I would like to say very briefly, I've been enjoying with everybody.
What's your name, sir? What's your name and where you calling in from?
Okay, I'm calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. My name is Captain Poetry, a.k.a. Captain Poetry. My name's Steve Henry. I'd just like to say I've been enjoying what everybody's been saying, and I've been, taking notes on, what different people have said, so that way I know when I go into the studio with someone or collaborate with someone, I know just about how to conduct myself and what to look for and what to watch out for. And I would just like to say I enjoyed everybody.
Thank you very much, Captain Poetry. You keep it locked, keep it loaded, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. 215-609. Go ahead. In closing, what would you give as an advice to a young man today in collaboration?
In closing,
or a woman, young man or a woman, let's fix that. All right, go ahead.
In closing, this is Anonymous calling.
Anonymous, what's happening, brother?
And I have to shout out Hip Hop National Radio, Underground Radio, real underground, real hip hop, always putting it down. Love the show, love the content, the panel, and here is my advice. Collaboration is unity, and that was what we were created for as humanity. So whether you are getting in tune with another artist or a creator, a producer, or even yourself, remember that in life we were created to be unified, and that's my advice.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. And that's exactly the way it should be. With a paycheck, though.
What a paycheck.
I got to say that, because when we take it out of the friend's hand and we put it into the job hand, into business, then we get something done. But, if you got friends like mine, they'll sit around and jive half the time and business doesn't get taken care of. Okay, go back, Poetic. What?
All right. Spider Angelo, thank you for tuning in. Go ahead and give us your tip for tonight.
My final thoughts would be that, any artist, coming into this, be very, very focused. Know that this is what you want, that this is your life, this is what your purpose in life is, and to know the difference between working with a project manager and a producer. If you're going to get on it, get on the business, get on that saddle, you buckle down, know why you're there, know what you expect out of this, knowing what you're going to give in return, give nothing but your best, 100%. If you're going to do something, do it right. If you're going to get together with somebody, be in sync. Be on, like everybody said tonight, be on the same page, be in one love, be in one truth, and be about one purpose, an overall purpose, and make it positive. That's my advice for what I would think.
All right. Now let's go to Pootsie Lee. Final thought, sir. Pootsie Lee.
Basically, like I started off in the first round, I would just say when it comes down to collaboration, like I say, it's two or more people who all join together in thought for one common purpose. And there is an ethics to that. You need to sit down. You need to talk it over. We all need to get on an understanding. We all need to know what the structure is, set times, set dates. And that's pretty much the correct route of going to trying to be successful in whatever it is you're trying to do. If everybody's going to be independent of thinking but just want to give their time and effort to a cause when they can, if it's successful for you, hey, God bless you. God bless the good, the bad, and the ugly. Same
God
thing with
you.
Projects. So
God bless you.
I'm just going
to. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to say that.
Thank you very much. Faith, walking faithful, final tip.
Well, y'all could have took off quick. Anyway.
No,
I just wanted
to. It's just that we closing out, so I got to show some love so we can get to the rest of the
program. Hey, you know what, though? If I'm going to pay a guy that's creating a beat, and I don't know if they call him the beat, the person that create the beat, the producer, that's what it sounds like to me, and maybe y'all can help me out. But the person that's creating the beat is the producer, is what it sounds like to me. And I don't know, that's kind of confusing. But if I'm coming to pay you, then I want to have some say-so in the project, too. So I think two people
well,
do have to
what?
Be on the same page.
We're going to take the time out and answer that question. I'm about
great.
To go to three
please
people.
Do.
Three people, we're going
go
to take the time out to do that because that's important.
Yes,
I'm going to
I'm bringing you thousands
Glenn.
Of dollars.
Bring it to me, Glenn.
Pardon me?
Did you hear what she just said? The person who
yeah,
makes
I heard it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard the sister.
Bring it to me.
If she's the executive producer of the project, she does have say-so. But
come
she has
on,
to man. Keep in mind that her job is to pay the producer to produce the project. Now, that producer may or may not be a so-called beat maker or whatever this new term is. But he would be paid based on his qualifications to produce a finished product. And she has the final word whether she's satisfied with that product or not. But he is the boss of the recording. That's what she's paying him to do.
Amen.
All right, guys. That's why we're doing this in overtime. Because, see, to me, this is very important to cover this, what she was just saying. I'm going to my boy Frankie.
Hey.
You got the floor. What's
hey,
up,
I'm listening to everybody tonight, and everybody making poignant points about what a collaboration is based on either experience or what they think a collaboration is. I'm going to break it down to just the basics. Hold up, let me finish this. I just want to break down collaboration. Collaboration is a relationship between two parties that have a common goal. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to be a good collaboration or a bad one, but it's that we are working for a common goal together to get the best product out there. So go ahead, Poetic. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Man, you do that one more
yes,
time, we'll cut your mic off. No, I'm just
kidding. He meant to do that, Poetic. I heard it.
I'll just kidding to you, brother. Anyway.
No, grab his legs. Let's throw him under the bus.
I'm going to throw you under the bus. You say no lie.
Just grab the bad leg.
Y'all always try to do it to me.
Go ahead and answer that question, Frankie, about the beat. About the beat.
Well, you got to understand, a producer's job is not just about the beat. A producer has to know his way around the studio. That means he has to be able to control every gadget that you see in front of him, every light that's flashing on every piece of equipment that's in there. He has to know what it does and how it's going to affect your sound. So anybody who says that they just producing a beat or making the beat, they're not a producer. They just that. They just made a beat. A producer is going to take that beat and then take it to the next level where we're going to make it viable to the industry. So just keep in mind, baby.
The producer is going to put his input on it to make this thing pop. He's going to
let me throw
just part of it. It's just part of it.
But
it's not everything. It's just part of it.
You guys aren't answering her question, though. Her question was, if she likes a beat, or let's just say a song, okay? But she wants adjustments.
I'm drinking it wrong.
In that song, if she pays for it, will that be? Is he going to do that? Is that an obligation of his to do that? You know, because you know she is paying.
All right, wait.
His
can I
services.
Say something? Suppose
yeah, but I think
yeah.
the question was about production and what the producer
is. Leasing that beat, she ain't got no say so. I'm gonna tell you just like this. It's just an ironclad beat what he even gave you. But if you didn't bought that beat as an exclusive, you should be able to get the complete file
so,
over to you.
Yeah, but see but that's not gonna adjust it.
They are.
All that's
gonna
do is either eliminate it.
Hey, I'm gonna get one of mine.
They were
asking. You see what I'm saying? Either you eliminate it or you use it. But what she, you know, the difference, I think what she needs is a producer.
Right. No, she just had a question between if a producer is creating a beat.
We answering your
question. If that's a producer, he's not a producer. He's just a beat maker. It's about what a producer is. The producer is more than just a beat maker.
Let her tell what she's asking. Go ahead, Faye.
They were answering my question. They was definitely on target. And I appreciate that because they was answering it. They said that, you know, the producer is the one that's going to have pretty much to put it together. So he'll have the final, but he will definitely consider what she has to say. And that's all I'm saying. You consider the other person, but, yes, the producer is going to put a package together to make sure it meets the industry. And that's what I wanted to hear. That's good because it sounds like some of you all are saying that I'm going to do it, I'm the chief, and it don't matter what you say, you just pay me my money. And I think that's the wrong attitude.
Exactly.
All right, wait. Before we close out now, we got to go to the Hatch.
Okay, you're breaking up.
Hatch got the last word.
Hey, I'm going to just say it's simple. This conversation again tonight was all fine. I just want to say again, just remember, again, think of it as a body. And the producer is the head. He controls the body. But the main thing that you need in collaboration is communication. Just remember one thing. Music, we got a little deep and we talked about God a little bit. I just want to say, just remember, music is a universal language. And that when you bring that language together, just think about communication. Everybody spoke in tongues when the Holy Spirit hit, but they was able to communicate and understand each other. And I just want to say my last thought is, with collaboration, that means one person can talk. We can talk one at a time, but when it comes down to the project, we all sing together. And I just want to leave it on that, and y'all have a blessed night. God bless.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Hatch, for that. I really appreciate that. We're going to go back around to Spider Angelo. Spider Angelo, I know you've been quiet and in the past tonight. You're ready to
yeah.
drop science yeah. on these people. Go for it, sir.
Yeah. I think that what this lady is asking, I think in a couple of different ways. Now, if she's under a contract, under a contract and doing business with somebody, you know, then she needs to understand about the power of a producer and what she's really into. Now, if she just asked somebody at the next door neighbor at the apartment next door, who is just somebody who did a musical composition, who's doing something to know the difference between if she's hiring a person who could compose, like a piano player, or somebody who could just actually put music to her song, as opposed to him being actual a producer, that he's not in the studio, he's not doing vocals, he's not crafting and shaping and molding the overall product, then that's something that she needs to work out exactly what he's going to get paid for. That either he's going to be producing, shaping, molding, crafting, going to the next level, or is he just going to make out the musical composition, and then she gets to go with somebody else who's going to produce the overall product. So she needs to get an understanding of exactly what role is this man going to be paid for, because if he's just a piano player or person that I would hire as a studio musician or somebody who's going to do composition, he gets points that way, or a half and half, or as a co-writer or whatever like that he's getting paid as a co-writer, not as a producer. So to me, there's a technicality about what kind of agreement that she's going to make with somebody to do it. Is he going to be a producer who's going to be at the next level, or is she just, you know, got something that he had in his library, and then she goes to the studio, make a big record, he gets producer's pay, and he wasn't in the studio. He never shaped, molded, didn't record vocals, didn't do anything. So to me, she needs to get an understanding about exactly what kind of agreement that she's going to lock in with somebody with, so that she'll know how the dividends are going to be divided at the end of the story. That's my final statement.
Man, where you come from?
He was like the Lone Ranger. He came through that door with a wealth of knowledge.
Come on a little bit more often than that, okay? Don't just show up today and don't show up tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
Yes. Good job, brother.
Yeah.
Poetic.
Yes, yes.
it's crystal clear that, you know, I have a song in my head. I'm just going to explain it. So when I have a song in my head and I go to the producer, which he does shape everything and put it all together, my producer does an excellent job. But when I go there, I have to let him know what I want. So I'm telling him basically how the hook goes, how everything goes, and he create everything. I mean, and he does a wonderful job.
Wait a minute, You just said something. You're telling him how the hook go. You're telling him how the beat
goes? Absolutely. I wrote the song.
All right. So are you getting co-producer credits for this? Y'all tell me now. Wait, I'm going to go back to Glenn for a second. Because, Glenn, I know you've been holding it down for quite some time. Shouldn't she get some co-producing credits on something like that?
Well, if they have an understanding that she wants co-producer credits, because by her being the songwriter doesn't entitle her to co-production.
But I'm talking about if she's telling you, okay, the beat go boom, tap, boom, 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 tap, and then she goes, the melody goes, and then, you know, she's giving you the parts of the song. You tell me
no,
that's not part of
that's
the co-magic.
That's not producing. That's not producing. That's arranging. That is arranging. So like the brother before me just said, it really comes down to what kind of understanding that they have in this joint venture.
Okay.
So it all goes to understanding. Mm-hmm. But see, we have so many new terms in this industry that really are so hard to define, like a beat maker. I still haven't figured out what that is because I just wouldn't even know how to pay one. So we got all of these new terms in the industry, man, and you know, people need to really understand that this is an industry and it's not a fad. It is what it is. You have to do things a certain way if you want to be successful in this business. Right.
Well, look, let me say this right here. I'm sorry. Let me say this. I'm a cosmetologist, okay? I do hair. And what happens is you get people that come in the salon and they'll say, hey, I want a perm. And the technical term from a cosmetology standpoint is different. And so when you got independent artists coming into an industry, they do use different terms, and I may be using a different terminology. I do apologize to those that are old school and industry hardcore, but I may be using a different term, and I don't mean to offend anyone to say beat maker, but it's the person that puts the music to the song. But, you know, when a person writes a song, they tell you the melody and everything. It's their song. It's the way they wrote it, correct? Because it sounds like y'all saying, I don't care how you wrote it, it's going to be the way I want to do it when it's all done.
No, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is this. A songwriter can go to a producer, and the reason that songwriter goes to the producer is because the producer can make that song that the writer come to life.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And no, you're not offending me or anybody else on the panel by saying beat maker. What we're trying to do is, through this program and I hope that I'm correct with saying this, Poetic. We're trying to teach people to work inside of this industry properly so they can understand what they're doing so they can get paid.
Right.
That's all. It's not personal at all. My son says the same thing. Dad, listen to this beat I just made. And I laugh at him because I understand that he doesn't understand. But as his father and as a producer myself, it's my job to teach him the proper way so he can go get him some money. And beat makers don't get the money that producers do. That's
right.
All.
And then can I throw one thing on top of that? Those that have been in the profession for some time don't use the term beat maker. They're either a producer, they're a musician, they're an arranger. And so I got mixed up when you said buying a beat, because that in itself is what they have on the internet that people are buying that, you know, they get very little control over, and they're as is, and, you know, it's not something that you can work with the individual. But a producer, yes. You know, an arranger, yes. So, sorry, I got mixed up. I'm old school. See,
I kind of look at the beat maker as in the sense of somebody just throwing in their part of the instrument. Because if he has no say-so in how that project turns out, or the master control of how the project is supposed to be, the vocals being turned down low, turned up low, I need you to say this and I need you to say that, you know, and kind of give you direction of the track, you're just throwing in your part. You're throwing in an instrument. You're playing that melody.
Right. That's a producer, though. That's what I'm talking about. The guy, he definitely does everything as far as helping with the vocals. If I need to add a piece to the song, he'll tell me that, you know, hey, you need to fill this in or whatever the case may be. So he's definitely doing the producer's, I think, with job. But being new, I called him a beat maker because I wrote the song and he just made it come to life. So it was a two-part thing.
He,
you know what I'm saying?
It.
He made it come to life. It was my song, brought it to life.
And
I gave him $1,000 to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. You pay him $1,000, but I'm not trying to be funny. A Teddy Riley would have probably made $100,000 off that track. And you probably would have came in there with that same... the same whatchamacallit, and he would have told you that you're not, I am the producer, and basically that's how the part's going to go in the industry. Reality. The truth is, he did help, he produced the track. You did bring him, came to him, you met with him, and y'all had a marriage going. But I kind of agree with Glenn on one thing. That's an arrangement, part of the arrangement. You know, don't get me wrong. We're not trying to denounce your credit at all to being part of producing that track. But y'all have to come to an agreement together between each other that it is a co-agreement in producing.
Right.
Glenn,
let me give you a prime example of how it really works. Quincy Jones didn't play one note on the Thriller album. And he is
not
the producer
one note.
Of that
same
album.
Thing with Puffy a lot of times.
Right.
So y'all got to understand that. Go ahead.
But they paid for it, right?
Say that again.
Yeah, they paid him.
They're the ones that paid for it, right?
You mean the artist?
Clearly, the label paid Quincy to produce the record for them.
Okay. Explain to me how that worked.
It was Quincy, Michael Jackson, and Sony, wasn't it?
Let the other guy finish.
Joe Jackson sealed their deal with Quincy Jones for $30,000 for two albums, and he got his check through the record company once it was in stone.
Right.
Well, keep in mind also, it's not about the fact that Quincy Jones didn't have to play anything to produce it. His skills in music allows him to understand and write each individual instrument where he knows what they sound like in his head. He knows how it's supposed to go in the flow and the rhythm, how the melody is supposed to go. And so he doesn't have to play it. A producer has to have the overall understanding of music in general.
Music.
A good
yes, sir.
Producer understands music. Not only music, but every instrument, where violin is supposed to be placed in the track, where percussion or a cowbell or bongos or congos is supposed to be placed in the track. It's not about what you play. It's what you know when you study and you understand. And when you talk about collaboration, remember, it's a relationship. It's a relationship that's based on trust that this person's skills as a producer can bring out the talent of the artist. The artist is a writer to the point where he knows how it's supposed to go in his head. He can hum the beat. He can sing the beat. That doesn't make him a producer. The producer can take your talent and put it into fruition where you can't. That's the difference between a producer and an artist and a good collaboration or collaboration peer where people can work together for the common goal to make the best product based on the artist's ability and their talent.
Yeah, I think that if she wants to get some type of credit for writing or whatever like that, maybe what she ought to do is to get together with a composer first and then compose it with somebody else separately, then take the song to a producer. But other than that, but if you go to the producer and he's building that song from the ground up or whatever like that, he is the producer and he's the one who gave the song life. And you have to humble yourself to that. There's just really no way around that.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have a problem with that. I'm just trying to understand it. Because if the artists don't bring them something to produce, then the project won't take place. Go ahead.
Well, if you get with the piano, someone that does the melody, he can chart that portion of it out. You know, when we start to take to talking about music and what have you, all of the quality musicians can read music, can play by the charts, you know. It's a point that, you know, you can arrange it to a certain degree. But, you know, that's just like, you know, they were talking about the Thriller. A guitarist, Lee Ritenour, played on that. And, you know, when you call in qualified musicians, And they have that talent, and you give them the structure and the chart and the rhythm, they can come up with some really creative artistry. I mean, you know, he called in the heavyweights on that album. I mean, you know, when you read the names of the musicians that, you know, did the tracks on that. And I remember watching the documentary that Lee Ritenour said that he didn't see anybody else when he went in the studio. So, you know, he got a Grammy for that, just like Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool when we talk about, like, Lee Ritenour, because I don't think half the listeners know who that is. But
exactly.
the fact that he did accomplish those things is relevant. But just we get back to the point of, you know, we talk about collaborations, but then we keep jumping on to what makes a good collaboration. Let's not get dissuaded from what we're talking about. We're talking about collaboration, period, because you can work with somebody and be successful in whatever success means to you, but nothing comes out of that. But that still was a collaboration. A collaboration is a relationship. It's a trusted relationship where you trust the person's skill that you encase that will bring out what you need as an artist to take you to that next label where you're trying to go. So let's stay focused on collaboration and not personal experiences. And that's my final thought before the end of the show.
Right, that's beautiful.
Can I say one thing about collaboration and when you know you have good collaboration? I believe it was Spider said about listening. And am I on?
Yeah, you on.
Okay. And Spider, I think it was Spider who was saying about listening. A collaboration does come from the producer, but you have to remember again, he's the head, just like any other job. Just think of him that he is the boss in the studio. He might have the humbleness to sit down and hear an idea or a suggestion from you, and he can take it in or he can leave it. But he's the head. That's why I said if you just construct the studio in the position of music and collaboration as the body. And if you just think of it as the body, like I said, the head is in charge of the body. It's the brain. It's going to tell the hand what to do. It's going to tell the feet what to do. But the hand is not going to be the feet, and the feet's not going to be the hand. And what you're actually to the producer now is you're the neck. You're giving him the opportunity to turn his head and look at the direction that you want to take this piece that you gave him. And if he's a good producer, he got good ears, and he's going to listen to you. He's not going to have a attitude of cockiness that you can't tell him what to do, you know. But the final decision relies on him, because that's what you're paying him for, and that's what you put your trust in.
Right. I receive all that. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I've heard a lot of truths tonight, and you know, the funny part about it is that they're all true. They're all true, and you know, I appreciate each and every one of you. You know, and then you know, as I sit back and I look through time and I go, wow, you know, I thought just like you know everybody did. You know. When it came to music and producing and what have you. And I found that, you know, there is no definite procedure for success. You can have the heavyweights come in and it doesn't go anywhere. You know, I think it's, you know, it's part of God's plan. But the love for what you're doing is the one thing that I want everybody to remember. You know, we've talked about collaborations and we've talked about, you know, different aspects of collaborations and how to make them successful and good and what have you. I think what we've got to say is that everybody that I've heard from, there's a passion, there's a love for what you're doing in the music industry, you know, and this is all good, you know, this is what it's about. It's a fulfillment of something on the inside of each one of us that brought us into this music thing. And, you know, when we talk about successful collaborations, when they're done, they're done. You know, and I think they're all successful. Whether the public embraces it or not, that's a whole different side of the coin. But the point of working together, that's what the music industry is about. You know, people coming together with their talents and what have you. I know I haven't heard of very many people that could do it all without someone else, you know, and, you know, it's turning into the point of understanding that everything that we hear, there is some type of collaboration, you know, whether it's someone contracts them or they come together because they live in the neighborhood together. Or what have you, you know, but it's all a collaboration, you know. Just look to see how many people played on that, and you'll realize that it's always more than one, you know. And so when we talk about it, I think that the one thing we have to realize is that I don't think we can say that music without collaboration it can happen, I mean, necessarily. You know, there's always an outside somewhere that comes in, and you put it there on that track. So, you know, we're going to go around and we're going to...
Rodolph, I got to say this. Let me come in and say this real quick. Man, it has been a show tonight. I mean, brother, it's almost like we went into overtime tonight. Wasn't that something? I got to tell you, bro, I was really impressed with tonight's call, how we all went into overtime. It's let us know that we actually doing our thing, leaps and bounds. I really appreciate that.
Exactly.
I want to come and bring in one caller. He's been waiting for a long time. We got Bobby on the air with us. Bobby, where are you calling in from?
I'm coming straight out of Philly.
From Philly. Philadelphia in the house tonight. Y'all hear that? Go ahead. Make your statement based on what you've heard already.
So what I heard you talk about collaboration. Collaboration, you talk about a union between two individuals, whatever individual is. But you
got 1 minute, man. We're getting ready. I'm telling you, the top is about to close out on you. So go ahead, make your statement and get it in.
Run with it.
Peace, love, and joy.
Peace, love, and joy.
Who we need, because everybody can work with that, because that's called collaboration.
Right on.
For you, it's something for me. I can't do nothing for you if you can't do nothing for me. We work together. Peace.
There you go.
Man, I got to come in and tell you, Bobby, sorry to let you know, that was short, brief, but you just kissed it with a nice statement. It's keep it short, simple, and I'll tell you like this. You just made
love
a powerful
you,
statement. Love you too,
love
brother.
You,
that's how it go, man.
Much
that's
love,
brother.
All right, guys. So y'all saw, y'all heard it tonight. www.hiphopnational.com. Get your music in tonight. Y'all did not hear music because this was like a football game for us tonight. We went into overtime, boy. And I can tell you like this, for me, that tells me we had an exciting hot topic tonight that everybody wanted to put their 2 cents in. And I'm going around the board with letting everybody might be open. Y'all tell me what station bring it to you like this.
God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. Hip Hop National, no other. God bless
you, Jesus, to my boy right here.
God bless you, Hip Hop National.
If it ain't for the Hip Hop National, it ain't no
show. All right, everybody, let's get on the bus.
My grandfather once said, if it smell like shit,
it's not collaborate. It's not
sometimes shit smell like shit. That's what it is, baby. Remember that. Shit smell like shit.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop National.